Now back to the playoffs in the morning here on Y94.
So about a half hour away from those Matt Nathanson, Gavin DeGraw, and Mary Lambert tickets. Before you can even buy them, we can do that at 8:30 this morning in a complicated contest we've been doing all week called Be Caller 9. At 8:30, we'll give our phone number, which you very likely maybe know already, and then we'll say, hey, call us, and the ninth person to do so gets the tickets. I know it's complicated. We wrestled around. We wondered if the rules were a little bit too hard to grasp, but we decided to settle on it. So we'll do that at 8:30 this morning. It is Flush Format Friday, so we will be sprinkling some random old school stuff throughout the hour yet today. And I was thinking, why don't we do a round if I knew it was over when, between now and when we give those tickets away? You think of a relationship, one of your exes, maybe one of your favorites. And by that, I obviously mean your least favorites. What was the thing that tipped you off to the fact that, oh, this relationship, it's so over. It's just not going to work. What cued you in? Did you discover some new information, walk in on something? They said something really snide. What was the thing that happened that you're like, oh, we're done. I know it's over. 237 hits. That's 701-237-4487. You can text 35270 as well. I knew it was over when blank. Rats had a very colorful dating past.
I have.
And he finds these people. The only person that found weirdos in their single life, like more weirdos than me, is him. When did you know it was over?
I think, and maybe this one I was a little bit wrong on, but it severely bothered me. I knew it was over when she was obsessed with getting massages. Okay. She was that girl where it was like every single day, oh my God, I've had a hard day. Can I get a massage? And it was too much because it was one of those where as a guy, you're capable of giving massages. Mm-hmm. And then about 5 minutes in, your thumbs start hurting, your hands start hurting. But she was that girl where it was like, that's it. That's all I'm getting.
Really?
And it had to be like a 20-minute massage all the time. And it was just like, this is ridiculous. This is,
the eternal massage. Okay. Maggie, when did you know? Oh, it's done. It's so over.
See, and I can totally go the opposite of that because I dated a guy who would never, ever give me a massage. He'd always make me rub his shoulders first. And then it would just be like, okay, I'm good, thanks. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Like, my turn. Like, hello. Just never wanted to do anything for me.
You need to be a generous lover.
You do, and he
come
just
now.
Wasn't.
Generous massager, I suppose. It can't just be all about one person in the massage.
He's very selfish, yes.
So he would just get his and then be done.
Yeah.
In the massage.
In the massage,
okay.
Yes.
237 hits, you get text 35270. When did you know? Oh, it's so over.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The world famous, incredibly talented.
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Get jazzy on.
What? I don't understand.
8:07 in the morning, 32 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. Zero Rat, Maggie, the Playhouse in the morning. So today in the Valley, it has the potential to get kind of crummy. In fact, a winter weather advisory in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. Light rain this morning could turn into snow, and it just gets colder as the day goes on, continuing into this evening. Always, Y94.com if you need to check out further weather developments. We're doing a round of 237 hits. You can text 35270 of I knew it was over when here on the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Basically, just finish this statement. I knew it was over when blank. Think of one of your exes, a relationship that is done with. What was that thing that cued you off to the fact that, oh, this relationship, not happening. You knew it was over when what?
Okay, so I'm bisexual, and so my boyfriend at the time was totally the jealous type, and when he found out that I was bisexual and not just straight, he was jealous of not only my guy friends, but my girlfriends too. And it's like, you know, I have friends that aren't you. So that was over.
Okay, so he thought you were cheating?
He was just, like, the weird jealous type. Like, he didn't like it when I was hanging out with all these people that he didn't know because we went to different schools and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. So it was just a matter of, oh, my God, she could be cheating with any of these people. Oh, my God. Ooh, very insecure. Insecurity is, generally speaking, very detrimental to a relationship because insecurity leads to you being suspicious and untrusting, and you just got to have faith in yourself and the relationship and the person you're with. Otherwise, you basically just screwed the pooch on the whole thing. It ain't happening. This relationship is done. How about, here's one. I don't think I've ever did this one on the show. I knew it was over when she said, oh, by the way, I'm engaged.
What?
About 3 weeks into what I thought was a relationship.
Oh, my word.
That was the last time we saw each other. She kind of neglected to mention that. Or wear the bling.
Wow.
There was no ring there. There was no ring. That was a fun one a couple years back. Right, some of the texts said, I knew it was over when.
I knew it was over when my ex was taking pictures of me cooking one day because he thought it was cute, and I asked to see them. I found a nude picture of him in his phone that was not sent to me. He told me he took it so he can look at his body, right?
Yeah.
I also enjoy, I knew it was over when I came home from work and he has brought the baby monitor to the bar and our baby was at home.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, that's Wi-Fi for you. Ruining relationships. 237 hits. You can text 35270. When did you know? Oh, it's so over.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Yo.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
A Playhouse Flush the Format Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station of Fargo Moorhead that plays all the hits. Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Playhouse. Happy Friday. 8:17 in the morning. 32 degrees currently in the valley. At 8:30 this morning. Win them before you can buy them tickets to Matt Nathanson and Gavin DeGraw here on the show. And a very complicated contest we call Be Caller 9. That in less than 15 minutes on the show, win those tickets. And do remember, if you want to buy them, they go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. A round of I Knew It Was Over When. At 237 hits, 701-237-4487. Or you could text us at 35270. When did you know? Oh, it's so over. Hello? I knew it was over when she hung up the phone. Hi, when did you know it's so over?
When his brother told me that, well, this guy told me that he lost his phone. This is like one of my first relationships. I believed him. His brother then proceeded to tell me that he hadn't lost his phone, just deleted me from it, and then also told me that I was a whack-ass white girl stalker.
A whack-ass?
A whack-ass white girl.
A whack-ass white girl. Oh, you whack-ass white girl.
The guy was white.
Well, thank you for the phone call. 237 hits, text 35270. What are we seeing there?
I knew it was over when she sat on the steps in the rain for an hour talking to her ex and said that nothing was going on and she didn't have any feelings for him. I knew it was over when she became a stripper. I knew it was over when I was listening to my morning radio program, pre-morning Playhouse, and my ex was clearly mad about it. When I confronted him, he said that the show made me laugh and that he should be the only one to make me laugh.
Well, that's awful creepy. No, that's real creepy. My favorite one is the girl sitting in the rain on the like stair stoops, like the stairs, just talking to her ex like, it's over now. It's like a movie moment. Yeah, that sounds like it could be even like a TV show. How I Met Your Mother. Ted sitting with Robin on the stairs in the rain.
It probably has happened.
I'm pretty sure I can remember that, yeah. Actually.
And it's so easy, because, like, if nothing's going on, then why are you hiding out in the rain so I can't hear any of your conversation?
When did you know, oh, it's over?
When he was yelling at his mother on the phone.
Well, he doesn't have respect for his mom. He's not going to have respect for you, anyone.
Pretty much.
I knew it was over when, blank, 237 hits, or you could text 35270.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
You may continue.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Yo.
Y94.
Back home, John Doe.
Playhouse in the Morning airs right here on Y94, the number one hit music station of the Red River Valley, where Zero, Rat, and Maggie, a round of I Knew It Was Over When on at 237 hits. In text 35270. Maggie, as you peek there at the text club at 35270, what are some of the I Knew It Was Over Whens that are jumping out at you?
Let's see. I knew it was over when I realized I didn't believe anything that came out of his mouth and no longer even liked him, let alone wanted to remain married another 10 years. I knew it was over when he proposed to me with a ring he used on another girl and only asked me to stop a fight. And let's see, I knew it was over when I caught him stealing from my dad.
Well, yeah, any of those reasons, pretty legit reasons to not be together. When did you know? Oh, it's done.
I knew it was over when he called me at my parents' house and my dad didn't want us together, so he put it on speakerphone so he could yell at him. And he threatened to walk over there with a Glock and shoot my dad in the head.
Did you call the police?
My dad went over there and took care of it because his mom and my mom had gone to school together. So, we knew he didn't have one.
Yeah. Well, things that are terrifying.
What if he did, though?
Dad going over and taking care of something.
My goodness.
Like, yeah, as an adult, how weird would that be? Like, my dad's coming over to talk to you.
Right.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, this had nothing to do with I knew it was over when, but ick, there's snow.
It is snowing. I just, like, look outside. It looks disgusting.
Yucky. I only want a springtime. Rat, some of those texted ones, if you could.
I knew it was over when I walked in and saw my homophobic boyfriend with another man. I knew it was over when he became very unstable and threatened to stab himself with the scissors in front of my daughter and the daughter he and I had together. He has acted very strange ever since, and it's been 3 years. I knew it was over when, after a weekend out of town, I came home and found another girl's panties in my bed. And
panties.
He tried saying they were mine when I'm a size 5 and they were a size 10.
I love that is one of my favorite, absolute favorite excuses that we've ever heard. And we keep hearing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your underwear.
No, they're not.
As if, like, not every human being on the face of the planet knows every pair of underwear they have.
Okay, well, underwear is not a one-size-fits-all type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, clearly those are way too big.
Even if it was your size, you know if you've seen yes. them before.
Yeah, like, guys, they might not know mm-hmm. their own underwear. Ladies are
yes.
well aware of mm-hmm. what their underwear is.
These are your underwear. No, wait, no?
No.
I just bought them for you. Surprise. I left them hidden in the sheets of the bed. Happy anniversary?
Coming Happy up March 21st.
Yeah, just I have a special gift. I forgot to wrap it. I can put it in a bag if you want, put a bow on it. Matt Nathanson, Gavin DeGraw tickets, and just a couple minutes.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Flush the Format Friday.
Two, three, seven hits.
Y94.